KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Police Commissioner Ndlandla Mkhwanazi says law enforcement remains a big challenge in the province.
One day can be a total havoc, and the following day, all absolute harmony. Multiple crime scenes a day are no longer a surprise in this province. However, police officers always brave the storm.
He was addressing the men and women in blue at the KZN Excellence Awards at the Durban ICC this morning. Mkhwanazi says with the number of crimes police have to deal with in KZN, the 2023-24 financial year has been eventful.
A total of 151 mass murder incidents where two or more people were killed in one incident were recorded in the province of KwaZulu-Natal during the year under review. 380 people were murdered in those incidents, and police were successful in arresting 67 suspects. The killing of a famous musician, Mr. Keenan Forbes, and his friend, Tebelo, in February last year, put the police under a very, very heavy microscope.
KZN Social Development says it's investigating what caused the deaths of two children on the south coast. The children, aged 2 and 6, from the Qabane village in Umzumbe, fell ill on Monday and died the next day. It's believed it was after their family allegedly ate contaminated food at the weekend. Another child, aged 11, and an elderly woman were also hospitalised. The department, who visited the family this week, says samples of the food have been taken for testing. MEC Mbali Shinga says they can't speculate the cause of death.
A total of 151.
Apologies for the technical error. And abroad, Japan and the European Union have announced a sweeping new security and defense partnership in Tokyo. The pact aims to develop cooperation on joint military drills, the exchange of defense-related information and space security, among other matters. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell hailed it as historic, saying it's the first agreement of this nature with an Asia-Pacific country. Your top story this hour, KZN Police Chief Ndlandla Mkhwanazi says law enforcement remains a big challenge in the province. For Newswatch and in 14 Patlele, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.